League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again, and Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
The first hour of Soccer Matters is brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
This will be a stronger squad this year for them. They'll have more to work with. Of course, he wants to do it better. But last year, they were in cruise control. They'd almost won it in November, we were saying. Everybody thought they were so dominant.
It's nicely worked.
Here's Phil Foden.
Riyad Mahrez and Aguero, the option. It's Aguero! And he scores his 200th goal in a Manchester City shirt.
So how about that? Sergio Aguero getting his 200th Community Shield. Manchester City's already won one trophy, and we are all in the chase right now. Should we just hand over the Premier League title to City and Pep right now? Why not? Or is Liverpool really going to give the real challenge we potentially believe? What about Manchester United? Premier League will get off and running this week on Friday. Man, I need coffee. Fresh on the heels of the Blitz, Fred and AJ, and... they left some gifts in here tonight. That's very nice. It's always nice to follow them. Sometimes you get a good gift, so got a six-pack I'm taking home here tonight. 713-780-3776 is the number tonight, 713-780-3776. Thanks for tuning in. Now, tonight we've got a number of great guests on the program. Chris Seitz, Dynamo goalkeeper. He will be in goal on Wednesday. Houston Dynamo in the semifinals of the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. Now, hands down, he's the starter. It's his tournament. I asked Wilmer Cabrera about that, the Dynamo manager. 100% Chris Seitz gets the entire Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. Now, the Dynamo could make history if they advance to the final. There's still tickets, HoustonDynamo.com. Now, that said, craziness at BBVA Compass Stadium on Saturday. Three players sent off. It's raised a lot of opinion. A lot of people blaming the referee, accountability of players, carryover from the Philadelphia Union game, where the Dynamo were clearly wronged in that. There is no question. Tomas Martinez never should have been sent off. You can never recover what you lost that night. And that was potentially 3 points when that occurred. So I think the Dynamo felt that going into this game on Saturday. And there was a lot to talk about around that game, but I'd like your opinion on this Saturday's game. What were your thoughts, the Dynamo Sporting Kansas City? Was this really all about singularly the referee? Did the referee lose that game for the Houston Dynamo? Did they beat him? Or did emotional control beat the Houston Dynamo? 713-780-3776. There's all kinds of differing opinions and thoughts and people threatening to drop their tickets because the officiating is not good enough. Come on. 713-780-3776. There's no doubt it can always be improved. But for me, Saturday night, a referee did not lose that game. And we'll talk about it tonight. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. I've also got a number of Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup tickets to give away tonight, so be ready and be listening. Referees, red cards, this is your chance. The platform tonight, 713-780-3776. Max Bretos will be on. He is the play-by-play man for LAFC. They do their games on YouTube. This game, I believe, is only going to be on the internet Wednesday. But I've got the tickets tonight, so if you want to get out there live. We're streaming at ESPN975.com. Hit me up on Twitter, Glenn Davis Soc. There are a lot of hot takes over on Facebook, Soccer Matters. So go over there tonight. We'll read some of those takes. And also hit me up on Instagram. Manchester City, as mentioned, took the Charity Shield. We're ready for the start of the Premier League. Favorites, of course, Manchester City. Will Liverpool be a real challenge? These are questions. I believe so, but we'll get into that. Where's Manchester United? Does Jose Mourinho want out? Is he trying to sabotage his own job? Is Arsenal improved? Where do you see Arsenal fitting in this year? What about Chelsea? Are you excited? Are you ready for the start of the Premier League, or for that matter, La Liga, Bundesliga, French Ligue 1, or the Italian Serie A? Transfer window will close on the 8th, and this first hour is presented by the Texas Children's Hospital. So as always, we thank the Texas Children's Hospital. It is one of the leading pediatric hospitals in the country. Texas Children's Cancer and Hematology Center is the largest pediatric cancer center in the country. Over 190 physicians and scientists, 46 laboratories, 200 active clinical trials dedicated solely to childhood cancer and blood disorders. Amazing things happen down at that hospital. It's one of the big gems in our community. For more than 60 years, Texas Children's Hospital has pioneered many of the now standard protocols for treating and curing childhood cancer. All right, so Eddie Robinson will also be on the program here tonight. So a big three of Eddie Robinson, Dynamo goalkeeper Chris Seitz, and also Max Bretos of LAFC. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here tonight. We'll begin to start talking about LAFC. They come off a Sunday night 2-1 loss to the New York Red Bulls. Very entertaining game. So back to the Dynamo now. The Dynamo are now 10th in the Western Conference. They're 7 points out of a playoff spot. No wins in their last 5 Major League Soccer matches. 3 straight losses, 2 at home. So frustration is at a high. The one thing you always remember in this league, it is forgiving. It is a forgiving league. You can whip off 3 or 4 wins in a row and you're right back in it. And we've seen that. We've seen teams that have not had great seasons win at the right time and go on and win MLS Cups. Because that's the way the league is. So, 10th in the West now. 7 points out of a playoff spot. Wednesday, the pressure, I think, intensifies because the Dynamo needs something positive to wrap their arms around now. 3 straight losses, 2 of them at home. Who would have thought that based on last year? But the depth is beginning to be a problem, and it's shining and coming to the surface now. The loss of Juan David Cabezas, we can talk about it all day long. We don't know when he's coming back. We heard 2 to 3 weeks, according to Wilmer Cabrera, the manager. Can't be a fallback position. Referees, can't be a fallback position. Yes, it can be against the Union. I get it. Frustrating. And that was a horrible night from a referee who's only done 5 or 6 games. Trying to get on Howard Webb from Pro, who's in charge of the referees, to kind of educate all of us. Lots of people fired up. Did not like people throwing water bottles on the field to the point where referee Chris Pensa walked away from looking at the video monitor. He might have reversed the call. You don't know. 713-780-3776. I put the question out. Did the Houston Dynamo lose this game on the weekend because of a referee? There's a lot of people who are saying that is the problem. I am a little bit more towards player accountability. So a lot of instances that happened on this night. The first thing that inflamed, I think, the Dynamo and Wilmer Cabrera was the yellow card given to Romel Kyoto. Then you get the sending off in the 14th minute. Alejandro Fuenmayor. Now, I've had people condition that in many, many ways because of you never send somebody off at that point in the game. Yes, they do nowadays. That's old school thinking. Drop that one out of your category. People can get sent off at any time of a match nowadays. This could have been avoided because it was literally a challenge that a young center back did not need to go into. Deep in the half of Sporting Kansas City. Deep in the half of Sporting Kansas City. No chance to win the ball. And it's obvious. So let me take you through kind of the night, starting with that play. And Tyler Scott has helped me get all the sound ready for this here tonight. So we're going to do a little bit of a sort of Cliff Notes version here of the game on Saturday night. Then we're going to take your calls at 713-780-3776 to get your opinion on this night. Dynamo big picture. What are your thoughts right now? So it starts off 14th minute. This is a young defender, should not go into this and give a referee an opportunity to send you off and change the entire evening. Here we go.
Kansas City has had some struggles and some self-inflicted mistakes. That's a hit from Fuentemayor. He's laid out the 16-year-old. And it's a red card has been issued here to Alejandro Fuentemayor. Is this a sending off?
No, this is not. That's not a sending off. It's a yellow card. It's just mistimed. And
see, I disagreed with my color analyst, Eric Quill. It is a sending off to me because you gave a referee an opportunity to do that. And if you look at it, it's not even close to winning the ball. It's a pretty heavy shot he lays on a 16-year-old. But the fact is you've left it up to chance. It's a challenge you should never go into, and we've seen a very talented young defender in Alejandro Fuentemayor also have the tendencies of a young center back, and that is to be overly aggressive and overly committed. It's all a maturity thing. So now you're obviously in a situation where you're down a man. The Dynamo, I thought, collected themselves after a while, and to me it was still a winnable game based on Albert Elise and Ramel Kyoto and the counterattack. So on we go.
This one, a long wing. Oh, what a flared off the outside of the post from the 16-year-old. What a hit from Gianluca Busio.
Yeah, so that was the big story of the night for me overall from a Major League Soccer perspective, is lost in the red cards and the emotion and the lack of emotional control was a 16-year-old kid who for me was the man of the match from Sporting Kansas City. 16. There's nobody 16 in any other professional leagues in this country. And this is not a kid who is playing because of tokenism or a team that has a boatload of injuries. It might have accelerated his opportunity. This kid took his opportunity phenomenally. And Peter Vermees gave it to him. Now, Eric Quill, who worked on the broadcast with me, had worked with him at the under 15 level. And I said to him before the game, tell me about Busio, because I know Peter's high on him. And he started telling me, and that made me believe, because I trust Eric's opinion, that this kid was the real deal. And he proved it out in this game. And he proved it out in a game with men where there was a tremendous amount of emotion flying around. He was involved in the buildup, good decision-making, tremendous technical skill. And as you heard there, he flared one off the post. Okay, on we go. It's still 0-0 at this point.
Got Elise on the far side of the field. Elise is wide open. He's going to get it to him. To make it one out with Elise. Oh, save. Melia. It's Kyoto now over the top. Oh, it was a chance here in the second half for the Dynamo in the 63rd minute.
Like I said, winnable game. And there was that counterattacking moment between those two. Albert Elise's touch was a little bit off. It has been for six games. He's trying to find his form. He's a very frustrated guy. You could see that in the game. You could see he was begging to get sent off and that it was a good chance he would. At one point, I thought it was tremendous, the effort he was putting in, and then it shifted to me to a guy now that was out of control and was likely going to get sent off. We carry on. So at that point, it could have made it 1-0, Houston Dynamo. Like I said, it was a winnable game.
Oh, it's a beautiful layoff from Busio, and it's 1-0 Sporting Kansas City. Diego Rubio, the second half sub, has scored. The 16-year-old will get the assist. And just as I say, the Dynamo have been dealing with this well. Sporting Kansas City strike.
So that would be the goal that would determine the game. What really determined the game on the night for me was emotional control. And Sporting Kansas City had it. The Dynamo didn't. And that, in the end, was the difference between 3 points. The Dynamo could still have won that game with 10 men. Wilmer Cabrera got sent off in the tunnel on the way out at halftime. Him and Penso were going at it throughout the first half. Those are two men with a lot in the game. One's a referee and one's a manager. And it looked to me like neither of them wanted to pull off their position. But players are accountable. And it got messy at the end.
So is that Albert Elise now sent off?
So Elise got sent off. Darwin Seren got sent off, hand to a face. All of you referees out there, you can tell me, oh, he just grazed the face. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You can compare it to another foul that happened at another time. Yes, it was inconsistent. I don't think this was a great game by this referee. But if it's not a great game and it's an inconsistent personality, why do you then take these risks? This is about intelligence. This is about emotional control. And this is about not putting yourself in a position to get sent off. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number. Facebook Live, Ryan Gibson says, Bundesliga is all that matters, bro. Okay? Okay, I guess we're bros, Ryan. Jeffrey Atkinson says, why isn't DC United... Oh, United, not DC United. Why isn't United spending the cash? It's a great question. You can only ask their board members that. Do they not have enough talent, Manchester United? Manchester United fan, are you out there? Is that going to be Jose Mourinho's fallback position? Oh, they're not giving me the resources and the money? I mean, look, when managers take jobs in Major League Soccer, they study the type of franchises they're getting involved in. Tata Martino knows there's all kinds of resources. Differing coaches know how much their organizations are willing to spend. So once you take the job, you can't cry uncle and you can't cry victim because you took the job with the knowledge of what the resources would be. Are Manchester United not big spenders anymore? Is that what I'm hearing? 713-780-3776. They signed Fred. He's been their big signing. Paul Pogba, the World Cup winner, seems to be the fulcrum of the team now. Now, that's going to be an interesting one because Mourinho and him didn't work last year. It was just didn't work. And now we're saying there's problems in preseason as well. Mourinho seems very negative. I don't know what you think. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here tonight. So Manchester City, clear favorites. They've already won the Community Shield. They had the record-setting title win last year. Riyad Mahrez, the rich get richer, right? Adds another attacking threat, added dimension, breakdown player. They're young, they're competitive, big self-belief. They got the manager everybody wants to play for. They're the team to beat. They're settled. Not sure they're going to repeat the same amount of points in a record-setting Premier League season last year, but they're clearly in the pole position. All right, 713-780-3776. Stay with us. I want your thoughts on the Houston Dynamo. I want your thoughts on that match on Saturday. Where are the Dynamo? Do you think they will turn it around on Wednesday? They have a wonderful opportunity against LAFC in the semifinals of the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. Moment here for the Texas Children's Hospital. At Texas Children's Cancer and Hematology Center is the largest pediatric cancer center in the country. We have over 190 physicians and scientists, 46 laboratories, 200 active clinical trials at Texas Children's Hospital, and they're dedicated solely to childhood cancer and blood disorders. This is 60 years plus now. The Texas Children's Hospital have pioneered many of the now standard protocols for treating and curing childhood cancer. Texas Children's Hospital, not for profit, relies on generous donations from friends in the community. We know cccfund.org is a 501c charity wing where they raise funds for pediatric cancer research. And hundreds of children, by the way, are diagnosed every year at TCH. It isn't a job. It's life for Texas Children's. We love going down there, handing out the soccer balls, mixing with patients. We go down there and we see the whole operation working. And from the staff, therapists, nurses, doctors, it is an amazing place. And our thanks here in the first hour to the Texas Children's Hospital. And on behalf of the Texas Children's Hospital right now, the sixth caller at 713-780-3776. Sixth caller, 713-780-3776. I got a pair of tickets to the Dynamo LAFC Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup semifinal this Wednesday, BBVA Compass Stadium.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Who's this, Tyler? I like
this. This would be Run the Jewels.
Run the Jewels. Tyler's got, he's down on his music for sure. Got a lot of good music, guys, up here at ESPN 97.5. Trey's got an incredible recall, you know? All right, so I posted over on Facebook Soccer Matters, Emotional Cauldron plays part in Dynamo loss to Sporting Kansas City. Let's get your thoughts at 713-780-3776. Hey, a quick word here for Bud Light. I want to thank Bud Light for all the years of support of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. They've been behind me for many, many years. I would not have been on the air without them. They helped me transition from public radio onto a bigger format here. So I just want to thank again, as always, Bud Light. They were great sponsors of us during the World Cup. And you remember the fun ad we did in the World Cup for Bud Light where we were talking about our friends who were going to help us sneak away from our boss, make up excuses, all that good fun stuff to watch the World Cup based on the timing of it. Bud Light, official beer sponsor of the 2018 World Cup and proud sponsor of Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. Okay, so here we go. Jose said, I thought the team collected themselves well after the red card, too. While I disagreed with the red, I understood that it is a judgment call, so the Dynamo had to live with it, and they did. Okay, that's one. Robert says, my college coach, Harry Keough, that's the famed Harry Keough, played on the U.S. men's national team in 1950. I'm assuming Robert went to St. Louis University, would always tell us, quote, if you want to hurt the other team, put the ball in the back of the net. Carl Long weighed in. Lee Doctoroff laid in. Unfortunately, his team is not talented enough to rip off three or four wins in a row to get back in the playoff picture. Hopefully, they'll do well in the Open Cup because that's the only shot at hardware we have this season. Do you agree with that? I don't know. I don't think the Dynamo are out of the playoff picture. You're never out of the playoff picture in the league. Now, he's talking about is the depth and talent there. That's what Lee said. Thomas says, great writing. Dynamo needs some leadership. They have the talent. It's not coming together. Attendance falling fast. We must take heed. Kyle says, the players may have fed into the emotional turmoil, but pro referees are consistently the biggest laughingstock in the game. When will MLS finally hire some competent officiating? It's beginning to become a chore to watch MLS, even my beloved Dynamo, when the league is doing such a poor job. Overall, I guess the only thing I would say to Kyle was, did Chris Penso cost the Houston Dynamo the game against Sporting Kansas City? And yes, officiating and refereeing can always improve. Kim says, and all the people giving Penso a lot of the heat, the reality was the 14th minute red card was harsh. It was a correct decision due to a potential of causing a serious injury. Houston players lost their composure and did actions where Penso had no choice but to issue reds in stoppage time. 1 week ago, I guess she's referring to a USL team, Reno had a player sent off around the 15th minute mark, but stayed composed, took a lead, but mistakes in the second half cost him. Okay, so Kim is pointing out, 713-780-3776, to me, that was still a winnable game, down a man. It was still a winnable game for the Dynamo. Jess says, I love the team. Miss the days when there was a cohesive plan that was put forth by Kinnear and the leaders on the in the field. Those teams fought for each other and made a home a fortress. Houston is getting passed up by expansion teams desperate to come into the league strong. Weighing in on the Dynamo. And maybe nobody cares because nobody's calling in. Mistakes that the referees make affect the Dynamo with points and players. Players and coaches and even fans are frustrated of the way the referees whistled against the Dynamo. And we always blame the players, coaches for the Dynamo not winning, but no one blames the referees for their mistake. And they can go to the next match to make more mistakes like they never happened. Not sure about that. Referees in MLS are always criticized. I'm not buying that for the Saturday Sporting game. That game was lost because of lack of composure, lack of discipline, lack of emotional control. I can buy that argument for the Philadelphia Union game. But you're not in 10th place in the West because of referees. Is the number to call in tonight. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here tonight. Is the roster good enough? Do we have enough to absorb the loss of Juan David Cabezas, who is a bit of a mystery right now? We don't know when he's going to come back. I talked to Wilmer. Wilmer said maybe 2 weeks. Don't know. Gregory says, you suck. United States Open Cup is our only hope for any excitement this season. Noodle time level excitement is gone. 713-780-3776. Devin says, can't lose it emotionally in any game. Is the Dynamo on the wrong side of questionable calls this year? The only team in the league? I think not. Wilmer is in charge and needs to take charge. Talking about manager Wilmer Cabrera. Is the number to call in here tonight. How much of this game was about the referee, Chris Penso? How much was about player accountability? How much of this was a carryover from the Philadelphia Union game where Tomas Martinez was sent off when the Dynamo were clearly in control? Yosef Martinez in Atlanta, 26 goals in 24 appearances. He will set the bar high. He's going to break the single-season goal-scoring record of 27. This guy may hit for 40 goals. Think about that. 40 goals, possibly, for Yosef Martinez, Venezuelan, just like Alejandro Fuenmayor. We're going to Venezuela these days for players. Martinez is incredible. He's insatiable. He comes off the field. He's not happy. I love his attitude. He didn't want to come off the field the other night in Atlanta. Atlanta's on track to have 53,000 fans a game average. 53,000 average they are on track to have. Now, I heard everybody after the All-Star game, there's nothing better than Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Sorry, BMW. Advantage BMW, by the way. But that's the name of the stadium. And go down there and say hello to my friend, Sergio. Sergio was out at the Circuit of the Americas driving BMWs. Sent some incredible pictures. I'm going to have to post these. He's the person who leases my car and Philip down there. But I guess they take the salespeople out and they get to drive all these different BMWs at the Circuit of the Americas outside of Austin. I want that job. 713-780-3776 is the number. But there's one thing that will hold you back from saying Atlanta's got the best, and it's called artificial surface. And I'm sorry. Sorry, Seattle. I'm sorry, Atlanta. I'm sorry, Portland. You are not authentic till you figure out a way to get rid of that stuff. 713-780-3776. We can't say we want to be like the Premier League if we're playing on the fake stuff. And, of course, that was where the goal was set. 713-780-3776. Let's go to Terrence. Terrence, you started off tonight. What's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind is I understand that emotions got going in that game, but you can never blame it on the refs because guess what? You play 90 minutes. you can figure out the refs and the way they're calling things. And my coach always said, don't ever leave it up to the refs to decide the game. It's up to you to get your composure to be able to play your game and figure out a way if you go a man down or two men down. I played throughout my military year in California, Oklahoma, Korea, England, different countries and everything, and I learned how to adapt my game and figure it out. You know, if they was calling something on me, I just figured a way out of it. So you're a professional, and I was an amateur. If I could figure that out, you should be able to figure it out, being paid all this money. I'm going to hang up, and I'm going to listen.
Terrence, before you go, what branch of the service?
I was Air Force for 16 years.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate that phone call.
Thank you.
So the other thing players do, the other things players do is you understand how a referee is defining a foul on a certain night because they're different for different referees. That's why it's tough for foreign players to come to Major League Soccer because the definition of a foul is different in Paraguay, Brazil, Costa Rica, El Salvador, and Mexico than it is in Major League Soccer. And by the way, when Darwin Serén and Albert get sent off, you still have a chance at rescuing a point in that game. There's a ton of stoppage time, and you could have left on a high. And you could have left going, yeah, you the refereeing was poor and all these things that are bothering us, but we still found a way. And you still do have to find a way to get results. And you can still win games in spite of a referee. Steven, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, Glenn. How's it going this evening?
Very good. How are you, Steven?
Well, I'm good. First off, I wanted to let you know, I don't know, probably 8 or 9 years ago, I called in and won some tickets from you to go watch the Dynamo back at Robertson Stadium. That was the first game I ever went to. And I loved it, and I've been a season ticket holder now for 6 years.
That warms
so,
my heart.
Giving away tickets, it works.
That's a great story. No, you know what? And it's a fun thing to do. You're like Santa Claus, but it really is about exposing people and getting people down to the stadium. And, I'm not sure we would have wanted them there Saturday, but that's a great story, and that was a great start over at Robbins. So what's on your mind, Steven?
Well, it's probably best I didn't bring any friends to the last game because it really was awful. But, you know, Terrence, I think, was spot on. As a professional, you have to know how a ref is calling a game, and you have to be able to adjust accordingly. It did stink that we got 3 red cards, a coach ejected, and I don't know how many yellow cards. But you, as a player, you have to know that, and you have to be able to keep your cool, and you have to be able to make those adjustments. And if you don't, you can't blame the ref. You can only blame yourself because the ref did not score that goal, and the ref did not miss those shots. The ref did not take away opportunities there at the end, like you said, to score and to even up. So, yeah, Terrence is right, and I do agree with you. You got to move past that. You really do.
Yeah. Steven, I appreciate it. Great heartwarming story. Thank you very much for that. Hopefully the Dynamo will move past that against LAFC on Wednesday. Let's go on to Rudy now. A lot of phone calls coming in here. 713-780-3776. What do you have, Rudy?
Hey, how are you, Glenn?
I'm very good. How about you, Rudy?
Pretty good. Hey, I love listening to your show, and I've been following the Dynamo since 06, and actually this is my first year as a member, so I have season tickets.
Nice. Congratulations. That's some loyalty there, Rudy.
Hey, so my thing is, with the Dynamo, I feel like we have a good team. I mean, I know we have lost a lot of points and during the beginning of the season, and everybody took it as, you know, it's just the beginning of the season, but now we're going to start scraping for points, and I feel that you can see that, especially on this past game, you know, them having to go against everything, even the refs. Whatever the refs, maybe the first one was a red card, maybe the last two should have never happened. And again, it's all that just passion and frustration going out of this guy that they just keep losing points. And obviously losing them at home, it's even worse.
You there, Rudy? Did we lose Rudy? So, look, there's no doubt the Dynamo went into that game on a slide. It's not a happy time. People are frustrated. They're not getting points. They've lost three in a row now. They haven't gotten points for a number of games now. They've now slipped down to 10th. There's no doubt there's a lot of frustration, but you can't lose emotional control. Sporting Kansas City was very frustrated going into that match as well. And if you heard Peter Vermes post-match, he talked a lot about how proud he was of the emotional control of the teams. Both of them were going in very frustrated teams. And simply, one decided to take 3 points because they controlled their emotions. And I'm with Terrence. I think Terrence set the tone here. If you think differently, 713-780-3776, Jose, AY, Chris, we're going to get to your phone calls as well when we get back. We appreciate everybody phoning in now and weighing in on this. It's an important topic, I think. I think it's very important because this was a young team on the field. It did lack leadership on this night in a very, very big way. 713-780-3776 is the number. Don't forget Tranquility Home Systems and my friend Jesse. 20 years of experience. Latest 4K video technology. www.ths3inc.com. I'm going to give you his personal phone number. 281-506-7822. Jesse. Tranquility Home Systems, ths3inc.com. You want a real home theater installation? Don't deny yourself. Get the home theater set up with the Premier League right around the corner. We'll take a Bud Light break.
That?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, it is a gem here. It is a shining star here. A moment here for the Texas Children's Hospital. They are our first hour presenting sponsor. Now, at the Texas Children's Cancer and Hematology Centers, the largest pediatric cancer center in the country, we have over 190 physicians and scientists, 46 laboratories, 200, count them, active clinical trials, and they're dedicated solely to childhood cancer and blood disorders. More than 60 years, Texas Children's Hospital have pioneered many of the now standard protocols for treating and curing childhood cancer. Texas Children's Hospital is a not-for-profit. It relies on generous donations from our friends in the community. I can't tell you how excited I am that Texas Children's Hospital is our first hour presenting sponsor. I go down there a lot with soccer balls with Eileen Dowd and Freddie Reyes. They're both patients, cancer survivors. We go into rooms. We visit kids from all over the world. It's an absolutely amazing place, from the therapists to the nurses to the doctors to everybody involved. So a big thank you to the Texas Children's Hospital. And by the way, they have a 501c charity called the Curing Children's Cancer Fund. And that's why we do all these events. Tom Clare helped set up the big event with Alex Stepney, the famous goalkeeper of Manchester United that came over. We raised funds through that. We raised funds through the Cyfair Dynamos Youth Soccer Club, who do a clinic. So we have all these areas where we're getting great contributions to the Curing Children's Cancer Fund, the 501c charity. Hey, the gorgeous Gail and our great friend Peter over there at 5555 Morningside Drive. He's got $1,000 that he's donating from events that they have done. So it's been remarkable. People have come to me with ideas. Let's keep it going. Let's keep raising funds for the Curing Children's Cancer Fund. And also, let's keep Texas Children's Hospital out front where it belongs and where it is, because they are huge sponsors of this show, and our thanks to them. All right, let's keep the phone calls going here. 713-780-3776. Jose, let's go to you. You want to talk about the Dynamo squad? Let's keep everything quick and sharp here. We got a lot of callers. Jose, you're up.
Yes, sir. I got several comments over the Dynamo. Well, first of all, you're right. We lacked the emotional control. Those three red cards, they were unnecessary. When Mayor went in hard, and then Seren and Elise, unnecessary. And, well, I got to criticize De La Russa right there because he had one sub that he did not use, and he could have easily taken out Elise. I mean, we could all see he was heated up with.
Yeah, he was definitely a live wire at that point. That's a very good point because, yeah, we were a little surprised in the booth, too, that the Dynamo didn't use the final substitution. But, you know, of course, we don't know because we didn't really hear.
Yes, and with the lack of emotional control, I would also like to criticize Wilmer because, I mean, it starts from the coach. I've seen in other games where he told his guys, hey, calm down, leave it up to me. But, I mean, he did a lot.
Yeah,
too.
We see Wilmer doing that. We see him with his hands motioning, relax, calm down. He's got a lot of young players. We've seen him do that a lot, nurturing younger players and doing that on the sideline in his coaching box. We've definitely seen that.
Yes, and one other comment. I heard you say that we lack leadership, and I truly believe that. And coming into the season, I felt like the signings we got were just replacements for those that left. In this league, I've seen like every single team signing players just to improve, to get better this season. While I feel like they were okay with the status quo. I think one signing we could make, and I'm pretty sure we've heard that Jeff Cameron has been wanting to come back to the league. I think we should go ahead and try to sign him. You know, he's got those leadership qualities, and he would have helped us with this game, with this emotional control. I mean, this season I've been asking myself, who is the true leader on the team? And I think Jeff would immediately step in as a true leader of the team.
You know, you're making great points, Jose, and I appreciate this phone call very much. And what I would say to you is, do you think Philippe Senderos, if he was out on that field, or DeMarcus Beasley, do you think things could have changed in that game? What do you think?
Oh, yes. I think Senderos has a lot of leadership qualities, but unfortunately, he just gets injured a lot, you know? And we need him on the field. We don't need him, visiting a doctor or, you know, rehabbing from an injury.
He's a wonderful guy, and he's a wonderful leader. Unfortunately for him, you know, he has had a lot of injuries in recent times. Jose, great phone call. Thank you very much. Let's keep it going. 713-780-3776. We want to keep this rolling on here. Get your points in quick. Let's go to Chris. Chris.
Hey, Glenn. Thanks for taking the call. Couple of points. I'll be quick. First and foremost, I felt for Chris Penso. I'm probably the only one that's calling in and actually feels for him. But I teach referees in another sport. And one of the things you alluded to earlier, and this is so true, can't put the official in the position to have to make a call. And that needs to be dealt with among the team. And the other point I wanted to make was, has anybody discussed or tried to sit down Albert Elise and tell him that the diving is really not working? He's got to stop trying to draw the foul like that. And I think the officials subconsciously have picked up on the fact that he dives a lot and tries to dive, and it's probably causing some of his frustration. I'm curious to get your thoughts.
Yeah, I would say on that, Chris, the diving might be a little bit of a defense mechanism because he does get clutched, hit, and grabbed a lot. There is no doubt about that. I did think it got a little bit comical with Albert, but I also think he's in a period of 6-7 games now where, I mean, he was outstanding the beginning of the year. He made the All-Star team. His leadership, his drive, his determination, he's going to get that back. But he's got to get through this bad period here. And I think sometimes when you're going through a rough period, you do things that you don't normally do, like get sent off and like diving and simulating to the point where it's almost a little bit embarrassing. So we appreciate that. Let's keep it going. Josh, what do you have, Josh?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. What's up, Josh?
Oh, hey. Hi, Glenn. Yeah, no, I was just calling in just because I think a lot of issues with the Dynamo is, one, obviously the lack of depth because of, I believe injuries play into it. Two, the schedule is not really good for them right now, how close all these games are coming into factor with also the U.S. Open Cup probably on the back of their mind.
No, no doubt about it. But that those aren't things that are solitary to the Houston Dynamo. Everybody's got injuries. Everybody's got problems. It does come down to your depth. Do you have 12, 13, 14, 15, and 16 that can step in and help you? And that's the real question. Well, I don't think there's any question.
Yeah, see, for us, I think, like, with Kyoto and Elise, they're logging a lot of minutes. A
lot
too.
Of minutes.
Those are our fastest guys.
Yeah, we put those up in our pregame show. They were over 500 minutes in recent times, and you can only go to that well so often. But you don't have an out-and-out replacement for those guys out wide.
Exactly.
That means your team has to play very, very differently. Josh, I'm going to keep it moving. Great point. Thank you very much for that. Let's go to AY. What do you got, AY?
Hey, Ben, I'm sorry. I'm not ready to talk about the Dynamo. I'll try to talk about the English Premiership.
Okay, you got to make it quick here because we only got about 3 minutes. So I want to get your point across. Go for it.
Okay. So yesterday, were you able to watch the Community Shield, Manchester City versus Chelsea?
I did not get to see it. I will be watching Friday, but I did not get to see that game.
All right. So you could tell that Chelsea still has a lot in the tank. They have a lot to improve on. They have no striker. And again, the team, Manchester City, played without most of their starters.
AY, can like I just take you back to Chelsea real fast? It sounds like they're not going to have Courtois for much longer.
Yeah, you're right about that. He's gone AWOL.
What about Hazard?
I'm not sure yet. I think they're trying to make him the captain so he can stay.
They got a new manager, too. They got Napoli's manager, Maurizio Sarri.
Yeah, but Sarri will have it. He's going to find it difficult in the Premiership. He's going to find it so difficult. But let me go because I know you are up to it. I'll call you next week. Thank you very much.
Okay, AY, thank you very much. Miles, you got a quick shot here. Miles, what do you got?
Hi, yeah, just excited to be acting off the last caller. What do you think Chelsea's going to stand for the last the end of the league? And do you think Courtois gets a replacement soon?
Well, let's let the transfer window close here before we start. I guess Jorginho's the only high-profile signing that they have at this point. A lot of people are not very optimistic about Chelsea right now, but let's see what the transfer window does here. I mean, if Courtois and Hazard go, two huge pieces. That's not a good sign. I don't know how you're going to replace them.
Yeah, completely. All right, thanks, Ron.
Okay, sorry to be a downer there. Appreciate that, Miles. Okay, we're going to take a break here again. This was the first hour presented by the Texas Children's Hospital. A big thank you to those over at FM Bar and Kitchen and Ryan over there, one block north of Washington on Shepherd. Great place to watch the Premier League. Expertly crafted cocktails, burgers, chicken sandwiches, ribs, Southern comfort food. FM Kitchen and Bar, amazing patio, 13 monitors. It is kid and pet friendly as well. So you can bring the entire family. Catch all the best of the Premier League, the Champions League. You can catch the Dynamo games over there as well. FM Kitchen and Bar, 13 indoor and outdoor monitors. Also, again, I want to thank very much those down at the Kings Court in Jay. It's in Edo, 903 Hutchins, in the shadows of BBVA Compass Stadium. Get over there before the game on Wednesday. They've also got 13 monitors, all your soccer watching desires, rooftop deck, spectacular, British and Indian pub food, and they are going to cater tomorrow night. So Jay and King's Court will be in the house tomorrow night. And Liberty Kitchen, modern comfort food, beautiful neighborhood restaurants, River Oaks, Memorial City Heights, designed by my friend Carl Eves, Gulf Coast influence, mac and cheese, guest favorite. One of my favorite places is Liberty Kitchen, raw bar, oysters, hot smoked Seattle salmon. Great for brunch. All right, fifth caller right now. You get a three-pack to the Dynamo LAFC at 713-780-3776. We'll take a Bud Light break.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.